Hello, and welcome to Choose to Rise, a podcast where I share practical tips and inspirational content to help you rise up out of your current situation to live your best life. My name is Kim Meyer, and I use my 6 years of experience as a self-care and lifestyle coach to dig deep into improving our mindsets, self-care, and confidence to live with our best lives. Thanks for joining me today.
Today, I want to talk about celebrating progress. It's all about progress over perfection. The journey is the most important part. So how do we celebrate small wins? How do we encourage each other to live in the moment? How do we encourage each other to, you know, we've heard it before, like the journey is the most important part, but living your dash. Have you heard of that before? Where the birth and the death are two very significant things in your life, but it's the stuff in the middle. It's the journey between the growing up years and the living years and the celebration that's the part that people need to remember. And that's the part that people need to enjoy, because, you know, there's two numbers on your headstone at the end of your life, but it's the dash that, that people are going to know. So you got to celebrate those things. You got to celebrate progress over perfection. Knowing that, there was going to be shortcomings in life, knowing that you're not going to hit some goals, knowing that you are going to have big dreams that may or may not happen. You just got to celebrate the progress and not stress so much over the end thing. So there's got two tools for you today, and I got most of this information from Mastery Session with Robin Sharma. So if you are into him at all, I highly suggest you listen to his podcast as well. Very great speaker. So two tools. One is this one I practiced last night. I had a rough day yesterday, kind of ended my day kind of rough. And so I did this activity yesterday, and it really helped celebrate the progress, celebrate the now, and really focusing on the journey piece. So number one is called Nightly Three. Think about three celebrations, three good things throughout the day. You know, a lot of things happen in the day. They don't have to be necessarily significant things. They don't have to be big things. A celebration of mine yesterday was we started school. I'm a curriculum director at our school, and the first day of staff, and I was able to deliver some content in the morning, and it went really well. So that was a celebration. The second thing was that I got to spend some time with my kids. I'm also an FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes advisor for the high school students, and we started with our fall sports kickoff last night. And so we had a celebration with our FCA kids, and my kids got to be a part of that. That was a really positive thing. And I got to spend some good time with them. And a third thing was, just being able to connect with some friends so they're praying with me and praying for me and about some things in my life. So those are three positives. And, you know, some of them are pretty significant. You know, one of them was standing in front of 250 people. One of them was very small, but it was just very intimate. And it's just, seeing like the positive, funny things that come out of my kids' mouths. Those are celebrations. Those are good things throughout the day. You know, and you can write them down. You can think of three things and write them down every night. You know, have a notebook by your bed. You can just have three things that you think about as you're going to sleep. You can have three things that you think about as you go for a walk. You know, just a power of three, or the nightly three, reflecting on some things throughout your day and how you've had some celebrations, some good things throughout your day. Our brains are hardwired for the negativity. Science tells us that our brains are naturally going to go for ingratitude. It's just how we were created, I guess you could say, how we're hardwired. It could be from way back in the day. Like all the things that have happened to us over time as a human society have kind of hardwired us into this. So way back in the day when we were cavemen.
This is your new home speaking. I know you haven't moved in yet, but I need some favors. Could you dust the blinds? The dust makes me feel dusty. Also, we could save a lot of money if you bundled your home and car insurance with Geico. It's super easy to do online or over the phone. Last favor, when you move in, could you stick to one aesthetic? The last owner had a weird mix of floral wallpaper and nautical tchotchkes, and I can't have another identity crisis.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Way back to the Neanderthal times, we had to be super cautious. We had to be negative focused to stay alive. You know, it was kind of that fight or flight kind of thing. We had to be on guard from predators all the time. But, you know, today we've evolved quite a bit, but that hard wiring in our brain still stays there. And you can still see the negativity mindset all over our society, unfortunately. But one of those things is that we just need to start switching it in our own heads. We need to get out of that negative environment in our head and start changing in our hearts as well. You know, today we don't have to focus on being, sometimes I guess we still, but we shouldn't have to be focused on staying alive and getting away from predators. We need to really start focusing on the positive things in our environment and moving forward in that way. We tend to focus on all the things that went wrong throughout our day. I mean, if I told you to sit down and write down three things from your day, more than likely, you're going to come up with three things that went wrong throughout the day. That's just how we're hardwired, is to think about the negative. But I'm really challenging you to do your nightly three on the positive things, the celebrations of your day. Rewire your head, rewire your brain to think about the positive things, so that when you go to sleep that night, your brain is filled with the happy thoughts. And you're going to be able to sleep better, you're going to be able to dream more, and then you'll wake up in a happier state as well. So thinking about focusing on the things that are good for you, that have celebrations in your day, and moving forward with that. There's also a story I heard someplace else, but there was, if you think about all of the things that are happening in life, and sometimes people are worried about what other people think about them. And you know, we tend to, again, we're hardwired for negativity. So if you think about all the people that you've interacted with in this world, all the people that you interact with, even within a day, a day's time, you have, when you think about all of those people, and just take a second to think about everybody that you interacted with yesterday, who are the people that first come to your mind? Probably those like one or two people that maybe you didn't agree with, or there was one sort of bully, versus hundreds of loved ones that you saw or interact with or communicated with in some shape or form. When you think about like yesterday, one of the activities at our professional development was we were at the middle school, and one of the questions was something that happened in your middle school years. And of course, a lot of them come up with something tragic or negative that happened in their life. You know, but there's so many positive things that happen too, but our brain is hardwired to not think about them. So it's our job, if we want to be happy, healthy people, is to rewire our brain, okay? So the tool number one, we're kind of rambling today, but tool number one is your nightly three. Think about three good celebrations, good three things that happen in your day, happy thoughts, okay? And get those done before you go to sleep. The second activity that you could do to help kind of rewire your brain is to journal nightly about your progress. What are you winning in? Train your brain to focus on the progress and positivity. Again, thinking about all the happy things that happen in your day. Big, small, whatever. Write them all down. Keep them there. And then when you have a hard day, flip back through those pages and read through them. When you focus on, you create more of. So where are you winning at? Where is your progress at? What are you focusing on that's positive? And according to the science, you know, you're fully emotional and you're made, you can start to feel stronger. And if you grow your confidence and you're taking a proactive step towards being productive and getting yourself to be a world-class level. Because when you focus on the positive, when you focus on your dreams, when you focus on your goals, and you focus on the good things that are happening in your life, that's when good spreads. So what you focus on, you create more of. So why focus on the negative stuff? Why focus on the things that are going to bring you down? Focus on the positive. Think about three things that are going to heal you. Think three things that were happy for your day, and we'll go from there. Today's Friday. The weekend is coming. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. I hope you take some time and think about the positive things in your life. And I hope that you continue to enjoy these messages. And I hope you have a great day.
I hope you enjoyed the show today and share it with your friends and your social media. Sharing is caring, and it helps expand the impact of our show. Tag me at Choose to Rise Up on any social media platform so I can see what episodes are your favorite. You can also leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to our time together again next time.